right smack dab in the middle of our Friday night oldies show. Let's talk to Richie Lee. He's the gentleman that's going to be up at the Warren Cultural Center coming up next Saturday, the 21st. And then, of course, Richie, along with the Fabulous 50s, will be there at 7 o'clock. Tickets available, of course, at Ed and Eva's at 641-743-2566 or on the website for the Warren Cultural Center. Richie, you've been around rock and roll for a long time. You lived in Des Moines. You've listened to all those rock and roll stations just like I have, and you decided to get in the business. And tell us a little bit about how you got started with your show.
Well, I grew up listening to 50s, 60s rock and roll, and I just always loved music. And that particular era of music just always stood out to me. It's just fun music to play. I mean, it's really rocking music. And we have a good time playing it. I mean, it's very energetic, and, you know, people love dancing to it. And it's just feel-good music.
As you take a look at your style of music, a lot of Buddy Holly stuff, and then also you're going to be playing also some other kind of music, rock and roll era music, right?
Yes, yeah. We do Ricky Nelson, Elvis Presley, some Eddie Cochran, which is one of my favorites, some doo-wop, you know, a lot of good variety from the 50s and 60s.
Great. So how did you get started? I mean, where did you start out playing, and what gave you the idea of getting your band together? And, of course, you've got other folks that are playing with you, so it's rather interesting that you're doing this, and you play in like the Valair Ballroom, places like that. What venues do you play in?
We do a lot of ballrooms. You know, we go up north and play Mankato Ballroom, the Cato Ballroom it's called, the Electric Park Ballroom in Waterloo, Lakeside Ballroom in Guttenberg, Iowa. You know, there's a lot of great ballrooms still left. So we do a lot of those, and we do some casinos. You know, we go over to around Iowa City, which is Riverside Casino, and Meskwaki Casino. There's a lot of places that still, you know, love hearing this kind of music.
And this kind of music, of course, we're talking about the Fabulous Back to the 50s, what they do with their music, Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s. That's coming up 7 o'clock Saturday, November 21st at the Warren Cultural Center. Tickets available at Ed and Eva's and, of course, the Warren Cultural Center website as well. Richie, how long is the show that you put on?
It is an hour and a half, actually. Usually we play about 3 hours. You know, so, but we'll fit a lot of good music in that.
What's your favorite artist to play? Of course, a lot of 50s music with Buddy Holly, like you talked about. So what seems to be your favorite?
I actually don't have a favorite. I just, you know, it depends, you know, what mood a person's in, you know, what they're wanting to hear. And, I mean, there's a lot of great music from that era, so it's really hard to say who my favorite is. I mean, I'd say Buddy Holly was one of my influences, you know, among Eddie Cochran and Ricky Nelson and some Elvis. You know, so, there was just a lot of good variety in that time period. It's really hard to choose.
Okay. And the Fabulous 50s, that's your group? How many guys are in your band?
Four.
Okay. So, Richie Lee, hey, it's been nice talking to you on the Friday night oldies show right here on KSIB. Once again, check out this program coming up next week at the Warren Cultural Center. It's Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s, 7 o'clock showtime on Saturday, November 21st. Now, back to the music.